are you?
I am great. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Congratulations, Being Mary Jane. One of my top five shows, actually number two. My church service online on Sundays has to be number one spot. Church service, online church, and then Being Mary Jane. Congratulations. I love Kara.
When I first read the script and I read Kara's stuff, I was like, I told Mara Brock Akil, our producer, writer, creator, I was like, Mara, people ain't going to like Kara.
No, but you know what? Kara kind of relates to a lot of us. We could be concerning. We can be a loving mom and a lot of things. But I'll say this. For Kara, I relate to her because she is so steadfast in becoming successful and making sure she's managing her family and her career. So it's a juggle. So I can relate to Kara a little bit.
Definitely. I can relate to Kara, too. I mean, I think, you know, when we are juggling so much and we have families and we have positions of power and we're ambitious and we're trying to make it, you know, you got to be a little bit of a control freak to keep everybody in line. You know, you got to keep things in order. This way, you know, you can keep up with your own pace.
Well, let me ask you this. How much influence do you have on your character, Kara? Do you have any influence on how she's portrayed?
Absolutely. Okay. Mara is super open. She's the one that created the character, of course, initially, but I definitely shared a lot of my working mom experiences and the things, you know, the sacrifices that I've had to make and how difficult that is. And she's a working mom, you know, so she gets it. And so, you know, yes, it was definitely a collaboration at times, although Mara was very, very clear and specific of how she wanted Kara to be, you know, and how strong she wanted Kara to be. But yes, I share a lot with Mara, and she's very, very open to suggestions.
Now, the thing about this is Kara is so sweet, and we really don't know much about her. We're going to see a little side of Kara that we haven't seen yet, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yes, I love it. How dangerous Kara's going to get me? I know you can't give me too much, but how dangerous is she going to be?
You know, as you can see, Kara is already a huge influence in Mary Jane's life, in her career. But you're going to get to see Kara and meet her and get to know her more on a personal basis. And you're going to see what this woman is made of and why she is the way she is. And you're going to see how she really has an effect on Mary Jane.
I don't want to say it's a love-hate. It's a love-love-hate-like. I'll tolerate you type of relationship that we all have with our girlfriends, but I will say Kara is ride or die.
Yes, Kara is ride or die. But Kara will tell you about yourself.
Yeah.
There's no bullshit about her.
Right.
She's straight up. And I kind of feel like, you know, that's kind of like the real friendship.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, that's when someone really cares about you, when they're willing to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And when they're willing to disagree with you.
Now, this is a thing. This is the thing, though, because Kara's character now has to produce Mark, who is Mary Jane's good friend, good girlfriend, good Judy,
right.
And neighbor. And now Mark's secret is out. For those of you who do not watch Being Mary Jane, you need to get your life and have several seats in front of a TV and get that off of DVR. But anyway. Anyway, Mark he's out of the closet. Well, no, he's not. And Kara found out his secret and just so happened to slip up. Yeah, right. Kara thinks she's slick. What's going on with that? Can you give me a little bit more juice?
Yeah, you know what? Kara, like, you know, it's a little bit of gossip. It's like, you know, I really think that she has a thing for Mark. Like, he just irritates the crap out of her. And I kind of think it was because, you know, maybe she thought Mark was kind of cute and he wasn't paying her the time of day. He's like, what's wrong with this mofo? What's his problem? And, you know, he's kind of confident and cocky.
Yeah.
And so she didn't go with that. And so I think that this little bit of something for her is almost like, oh, I got one up on you, you know?
Yeah, she's sneaky. I can't wait for something to happen on that one. Let me ask you this. How would you have reacted to a friend pulling out a frozen container of sperm?
I'm telling you, I'd have been like, you and I got to have a talk.
Ew, that's so gross.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm a woman of the 21st century. I understand, but this is ridiculous. This is going way overboard.
Speaking with Lisa Vidal right now of Being Mary Jane, how many Hispanic interns have approached you since? How many have taps on the shoulder have you received?
I have a whole slew of new fans on Twitter, so.
I'm glad you brought that up because I believe I'm following you on Twitter. Is it the Lisa Vidal?
The Lisa Vidal on Twitter and the real Lisa Vidal on Instagram.
All right. So I'm following you now. I did just hit you up. It's Kiki Brown 92Q, just in case you see some random chick showing you some love. Hashtag Being Mary Jane. Lisa Vidal, thank you so much. Being Mary Jane airs tonight, 10 o'clock on BET.
Thank you, Kiki.